Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for paying attention, being part of. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be part of the conversation, which means you won't be part of the problem. Because you'll get some information, you'll know what to do. Now, some of you, I don't know if you know it. You should know it by now. Today was International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And I've asked, and he won't be on until after the break, but I asked Barack Lori to join me. Now, Barack's got his own show, and in his show they take on really, you know, politics, religion, and law. And he can be heard every weekend. I'll have him give you the information when he comes on. He's also written written a few books, one of them, Atheism and Kills. And it's not that in police. Last time I started talking about this book, some of you people who don't listen and don't pay attention, you started calling in. So just pay attention. Not atheists kill, but atheism kills. And it's based on the fact that he was told at one point that religion has killed more people than atheists has, with all the wars combined or something like that. And he goes, that can't be right. So he started digging and looking and did some, you know, his own little history lesson, if you would. And finally started putting the numbers together to come to find out that atheist-based governments, atheist-based programs kill more people than anything a religious-based program could do or a government. But if you admit to that, then you have to admit to you were wrong. And for some odd reason, as Americans, we can't admit to being wrong about anything. It's terrible. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also appreciate your time with me. We jumped away from it kind of too fast, which was this New York City mayor being sued for $1 billion. You know, it's one thing that most of the time legislators can't be sued for these kind of things because it's not a personal neglect, if you would. You know, they go by what the experts say when they order certain equipment or they order certain policies and procedures to be put in place. And that's exactly what it is. It's they're getting the information from, again, people who have been in the business, who understand how it works. These guys, these mayors across the country, the Democrat mayors, notice, they have decided they're not going to cooperate with ICE, so they let these animals back on the street, these human animals back on the street who could care less about life or property or anything else. And I when you show them the proof, they still don't buy it. When you show them the proof, they can't be... Because their ideology is so strong, their belief system is so strong, it doesn't matter what you show them. They believe it to be true, and they'll only go down that road. Now, the mayor's being sued for $1 billion over the rape and murder of an elderly woman by a 21-year-old illegal immigrant who should have never been let out of jail. Really that simple. I think she was 92 years old. I mean, forgive me for saying it this way, but my God, you're 21, you're raping a 92-year-old. What is wrong with you? What is going on between the ears? Obviously a lot if you can murder somebody, leave somebody there in the cold to die in the middle of the night. Now, Maria Prades, she was discovered on the sidewalk near Liberty Avenue on 127th Street, right, at 2 a.m. So after he did his thing with her, he left her there to die. And I know Nancy doesn't like you to call people animals, but what else do you call somebody like this? Right? Now, here's the meat of the suit. It says that Bill de Blasio was intentionally non-compliant with the federal immigration detainer placed on Liaz Khan in November. Because he'd been picked up before. So they knew he was here illegally, and they weren't willing to do anything about it. But I'm sorry, guys. I don't feel bad for you in New York, because you didn't elect him once. You elected him twice. Further states that Bill de Blasio, a.k.a. Warren Wilhelm, right, that's a great name for him, too. It names the New York City and New York as complicit. Now, they'll probably get those removed easily. I hope they don't with the mayor. I hope the mayor has to spend all kinds of his money to protect himself at first. Just so maybe he gets some irritation. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't bother these guys. They will look you straight in the face and tell you how wrong you are. He will look you straight in the face and say he had nothing to do with this person being released or anything else, but it's the processes and procedures that he put in place that allows these kind of things to happen. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And again, you know, I want to get back to it because it's a big deal today. I'm not even Jewish and it's a big deal. Because what I'm concerned about, I'm going to talk to Barack about, is if we don't keep this in front of us, if we don't keep people or have people understand what it means, like young people, we're screwed. What's going to keep it from happening again? Because we're so enlightened? No, we're not. That's a farce and a fantasy all built into one. So we'll talk to Barack Laurie about this. Barack, again, as I said, I'm not telling you what the second book is. I'm going to let him tell you. Trouble Senior Host, this is Real Time on GCN Live. We're celebrating or remembering, if you would, International Holocaust Day. And why do we need to keep doing that again? Well, we'll ask Barack when he comes on the show. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you want information, well, not information, if you want to be alerted, which is a bad name for bringing the show on, right? You know, if you want me to alert you, the show's coming on. All you got to do is text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And I'm excited to have my next guest on. He's so busy, sometimes it's just hard to get him on, but I love when he's on with me. Barack Lurie joins me, and Barack, I always love when you're on with me. And before we get into this big time, let's tell people about your show and about the book that I'm not allowed to mention.
That's exactly
your newest book.
Thank you, Joe, first of all. That's so fun. Thank you for having me, first of all. So my radio show is on Sundays on KRLA in Los Angeles, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we talk about religion, politics, and the law, and have a lot of fun doing it.
You do.
And
great
my
show.
Latest book. Thank you so much. You just showed on that. I was really so happy. You did a great job. My latest book is Rise of the Sex Machines, about how culture and technology are radically altering our notion of relationships completely. It's really quite frightening. On the other hand, the good news is folks like you and me, Joe, and other religious folks, devout Christians, devout Jews, we're going to be just fine. There's going to be plenty of us.
Now let's be clear. This isn't a porn book, okay? This is a real serious book, okay? You know, about what's happening today. And I started doing stories about this 2 years ago on the show. The Japanese, the Asians seem to have this curiosity with these kind of things, and they're way ahead of us, our technology in artificial intelligence. And they were scary 2 years ago because they were so lifelike, you know?
Right. That they are lifelike, and look, I mean, Larry Elder had me on his show last Friday, and he was wondering whether or not, gosh, you know, what does this mean to us, and how are these going to change our relationships? And I said to Larry, what I'll say to you, I'm not seeking the banning of these robots. They're merely a reflection of where we are.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. It's a reflection of our demand. If people didn't demand some sort of alienation of their relationships, of their sexual desires, as they are doing now with sex robots, well, then nobody will be making sex robots.
That's right.
It's as simple as that. So, likewise with the porn industry and everything else, it's only meeting a demand, and they're making a lot of money in the process.
Yeah.
So, no, these sex robots are not chasing us. They're just merely a reflection of us.
Well, you know, you got to admit, it's... I'm trying to be delicate about this, but, you know, they're providing a product that apparently a lot of people want, and it's interchangeable. I guess, is there such thing as a trans robot? I don't know. I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, it could be anything. You could be. It could be anything that you want, Joe. Anything, right? I mean, you want to make it look like your ex-girlfriend or ex-wife. Well,
oh.
There you go. If you want to make it look like a celebrity that you fancy, well, there you go.
Barack,
if you want to try homosexuality, there you go. You know,
can we make them look like those women that we saw in the original Star Trek? Remember the blue women and the green women?
I was very attracted to those women, and I really appreciate it if you didn't break it up. I told you, that phase of my life was over, Joe.
I thought you were going to come on tonight with your new shirt on with the little space thing on the side of it. Anyway.
Insignia, that's great. Yeah, but it's doing very well, this book, and that the problem with it is, if anything, is that it's maybe too ahead of its time. The people are not realizing what a dramatic shift our culture is moving into, and just like, you know, we've gotten rid of the music industry, the book industry, and for that matter, the retail industry, generally speaking, we're going to see the end of relationships, because relationships involve hard work and time, right?
Yep.
And your partner grows old, and maybe she or he gets fatter or uglier or changes political persuasions on you. I mean, there's a lot of things not to like, right? But we know that relationships are what God wants from us. He wants us to be good to each other, mm-hmm. and to learn from each other, and to strive to be the best person that we can be with each other. And that's what it's all about, man and woman in marriage. And that's where we have children and so on. But that's hard work. People just want the sexual thrill. They want all the goodies without any of the burdens associated with it.
As my old pastor used to say, without any foreplay. Anyway,
exactly.
So
yeah, no,
but what you were talking about a minute ago is so true. I, I have a personal belief that this is truly, as you're seeing things unfold on this planet, you're truly seeing a battle, a real battle between good and evil. And when you look at this, this is another swipe at the family. This is another swipe at relationships, at growing and fighting and pushing through relationships. And look at, honey, you want to keep fighting me? Hey, I'll turn the robot on. I won't need you anymore. I mean,
exactly. It's you know,
I'll recharge her batteries.
Yeah, look, I mean, just like, you know, like right now I'm talking to you through my cell phone. It's very convenient. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of goodies associated with it. And I can't live without my cell phone, and you can't live without your cell phone. But that's fine. There are a lot of things we learn to appreciate and love, like air conditioning, right? Our refrigerators, the washing machine, and so on. And so it is with our sexuality at some point. People will, it'll be just like that orgasmatron in that movie Sleeper by Woody Allen, right, from the early 70s. You know what? He was actually onto something.
Apparently.
It's true. People just want to have a thrill for it, and there's no relationship involved. And the relationship is truly dying, Joe. Think of this. I don't know if you saw the recent Star Wars movie.
No.
Episode 9.
I'm a Star Trek fan, so I can't watch Star Wars without getting in trouble.
Right. No, I understand. But even so, even in the new Star Trek movies compared to the old Star Trek movies, watch what I'm going to say. In episodes 4, 5, and 6, which were the first ones to come out, you have this sexual tension, this romantic tension between Princess Leia on the one hand and Han Solo. That provided a big chunk of the movie. It was a really big part of it. And it was funny, and it made the story continue on in a good way.
Right.
In these latest episodes, there's nothing, zero. There's no sexual tension, no hint of romance whatsoever.
Interesting.
It's fascinating, Joe. It's a reflection of our time. Same thing with the superhero movies. You will see none of it.
Well,
people are not interested in that.
Is it that they're not interested in it, or are we back to that? We're nitpicking in every little thing when it comes to whether it's sexual orientation, relationships. Remember, what was that, Baby, It's Cold Outside is now a song against women or something, unless you change one of the lines.
Right. That's part of it. That definitely is part of it. Sure.
All right. Got to go for a break. You know how it goes. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Barack Lori is going nowhere. We're going to talk about the Holocaust and why we have to remember. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, tributes to Kobe Bryant. Many schools starting the day with a moment of silence for the basketball great, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people who perished on the plane.
He did a good job at playing. I'm glad that he completed his dreams.
Crash investigators still trying to determine the cause of the crash. It's believed fog could have played a role. On Capitol Hill were the president's A-list lawyers defending him for a second day against the two articles of impeachment. The first session was Saturday for about 2 hours. The coronavirus continues to spread, the numbers soaring. 5 confirmed cases here in the United States, many, many suspected cases, and in China, many people have already died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Joe Messina. That was an excerpt from a hot mic that was on Adam Schiff earlier this week. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him in. I always enjoy when I have this guy on my show, and I don't have him on often enough. Barack Lurie joins me. We're going to discuss the dangers of watering down such an event, you know, like the Holocaust. And are you okay?
You cannot, Joe, you cannot make me laugh that hard before we're going to talk about the Holocaust. Oh, man, that's not fair. That's not right. That's not right. Because then people will say, Barack Lurie laughing.
I know, right?
During Holocaust discussion.
Oh, my God.
You can't do that. Joe, this is basic.
Those two guys, they were laughing about the Holocaust. You're right. We can start all over.
What you said about Adam Schiff, like that is not my Adam Schiff from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I can't.
That was brilliant.
You know what?
I love it.
How do we get their law licenses pulled? These guys are lying about everything, and they get away with it. I don't get it. If it was me, they would lock me up in an hour and a half.
People don't know. They forget that we pulled Bill Clinton's law license in Arkansas. Yep. That was part of his penalty. He had to give it up. So yeah, he was not just impeached. He was also disbarred. It's pretty cool.
Just amazing. All right, so
that to me is important. Go ahead.
You know, in the 60s and the 70s, and you know, I was a little guy still in diapers back then, and we used to watch these movies on a regular basis. And movies were made that depicted history. Now I realize they weren't 100% on, but they were about the big battles. And they were about the things going on. I remember seeing movies about World War II and what Hitler was like, and about the Holocaust. And as the years have gone on, not only do we have major league Holocaust deniers, but we've got people who want to say it never happened. Basically, it was nothing but a big movie set, and this really didn't go down. And we're celebrating, you know, the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. And I even in that day when they were liberating the concentration camps, they were ordered to take pictures. They were ordered to take movies. And the reasoning behind it wasn't because we wanted to enjoy these sites 50 years later, but they knew at the time, I want you to think about it, they knew at the time that if we didn't document this well and over-document it, somebody would say this never happened. Give me your thoughts.
That's exactly what Eisenhower said. He was the man who made that decision. And it's not a hard decision to make, of course, but he was the one who had the foresight to see this and said there will come a day where people will claim that this never happened. And here we are. I mean, even though there's a tremendous amount of footage showing exactly what had happened, all the horrors and such, there are still people who say, and a growing number of people who are saying that it never happened. And they're able to do so for a variety of reasons, Joe. One of them is that the Holocaust survivors are simply few and far between now compared to the past, simply because of the passage of time. The second is that we have this new culture of the bending truth, or the ever eviscerating truth, or that truth doesn't even matter. That's a big deal and a big change in our culture that we don't even realize. We talked before about relationships changing. But truth itself is changing. What is truth, as Pilate said, right? And I mean it. They, you know, their truth, well, who knows, you know. And they're invited. This is a culture that thinks that a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man. And that's okay. And no one's batting an eye in the process. And if you don't think like they do and accept their bizarre fiction, well, then you're the crazy one, you see. Right? So if we can go that far, if we can do that, and this is part of the reason why I think the whole transgender movement is there, then they can make you believe anything. That's the key.
It's
amazing. That's how far we've gone. And going now to the Holocaust, now they believe, they begin to believe, that it just never happened. And if you're in a culture where truth is always a moving target, and there's no North Star when it comes to the truth, well, then the Holocaust may not have happened in their eyes. It's what you say it is. Remember, feelings are more important than facts. You know, Alexander Ocasio-Cortez said just about as much. My feelings trump your facts, pardon the pun. It's true. That's the way they feel.
Makes
sense.
And
that's all that matters.
Well, let me ask you, but part of this is, I want you to think, what bothers me, and people know, I'm not even Jewish, and this bothers me to no end. We call Trump Hitler, and we call Republicans the equivalent to SS and Nazis. And I asked some of my friends, my Democrat friends, I said, why doesn't this bother you? I have a Jewish Democrat friend, I said, do you understand that every time you call Trump Hitler, you actually demean and belittle what Hitler actually did to the Jews, what Hitler actually did to humans, and you kind of soften it, if you would. Do you agree with me?
They trivialize the Holocaust. Of course, you're 100% right. I mean, fortunately, I don't know too many Jews that would say that. And of course, I'm sure that you've heard these people say that. But the truth is that Jews, you know to be very careful about their comparisons when it comes to the Holocaust.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that there aren't some Jews who do so, and certainly there are a lot of lefties who do that, who are not Jewish. It's very disturbing. And that is a trend when we're looking on Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is a very important day in Israeli culture and also in Jewish culture, and it should be for all of us. What happens to the Jews is just the beginning. It'll happen to a theater near you among the Christian world as well.
Listen,
so
I've done this.
Has to be very careful.
I've done this story before, and I've said if you go down history and you look at what took place when this was going down, the Christian community backed away from this. The Christian leaders of the day in Germany, if they had stepped up and they had done what they were supposed to do, we wouldn't have lost 7 million plus Jews. Okay, but they kind of made a deal with the devil. And they said, and he said, look, you stay out of our business, we'll stay out of yours. We'll allow you to do what you're going to do, you just, you know, ignore what we're doing. It is not what Christians were called to do. It was not the way Christians should have acted in the day.
Well, can I defend Christians for a moment on this score a little bit?
Now, wait a minute.
You are
let's get
right.
something
you
clear.
Are,
We've got the Jew that is defending the Christians while the Christian is pounding on the Christians, which makes for good radio. Go ahead.
I think so. Look, it's a very big part of my book, Atheism Kills, which came out in 2017. Christians have done extraordinary things during the Holocaust. Look, my dad once said, you can always judge a man about how he deals with a crisis, how he deals under pressure and stress. And Christianity dealt very well, all things considered, when it came to the Holocaust. It was only the Christians who protected the Jews. It wasn't the atheists. I mean, you have to keep that in mind, right?
Right.
The people who saved the Jews were great Catholics, great Protestants. Jehovah's Witnesses were awesome, by the way. You know, every single Jehovah's Witness laid themselves down in order to protect Jews. It was like the number one thing for them. So Jehovah's Witnesses are very near and dear to Jews' hearts because of what they did during the Holocaust and how they protected us. But Christianity at large did extraordinary things for the Jews. So every single person that saved Jews were Christians, and they did so as Christians because it was part of their faith. So please know that there were a lot of great heroes who were Christians there. And the atheists were the ones who did the horrific stuff, who complied with the Nazis and otherwise.
Well, I understand what you're saying. My angle on it is we're called to protect and we're called to step up. And I like you, I appreciate the guys that did and the women who did step up to help out and do what they could do. But we're supposed to be a family. We're supposed to be a group that stands for what's right. And I see it in my party in these days where we're split because some people don't want to fight. They don't want to step up.
Right.
And we'll leave us alone. Right.
Yeah. This is my big thing between the differences between Jews and Christians. I love the Christians because they're very good proselytizers. They advance their faith and seek conversions among others who are not Christian. I think that's good. We need more Christians. what they're not good at is defending their faith when the push comes to shove. And Jews are exactly the opposite. We are very good at defending our faith and our history and what we've done in the world and for the world. We are very bad at proselytizing. I wish we were better at it. We're only 14 million people. We need more.
All right, we have a mutual friend who once said to me, "What? I want you to come suffer with me? Really?"
That's very funny.
Always a pleasure. Be back in a minute. More Barack Laurie after the break.
Yeah.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Okay, really? Did you expect like a Irish mambo? I don't even know if they can do that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You can send me an email at joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com if you want. Look at just send me a question. I'll respond. I don't ignore people. The only time, and the only time I'll read your name is if you get nasty. If you don't get nasty and you ask an honest question, not a problem for me. All right. Love when I have this guy on. Don't have him on enough. Brock Lurie joins me to discuss the dangers of forgetting about the Holocaust. Watering it down. Not really taking it, you know, for what it was. And we need to make sure that our kids, I don't care if you're a Christian, a Buddhist, whatever, this is history. And this is history about a people that were persecuted that we need to remember. It's just where I'm coming from. So, Barack, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Thank you again. You're so right about the dangers of Holocaust denial. But part of the one of the casualties, Joe, of godlessness, and you know how big I am on the dangers of godlessness, right, is history. That is a casualty of godlessness. Because if you do not believe in God, then you do not necessarily value truth. In fact, you don't value truth. Why should you? Anything goes in the world of atheism. So if you feel that history is not suitable for your needs, well, then just change it. What's to stop you? And before you say that's absurd, you know, that's exactly what the Soviet Union did. That's exactly what China does. They do it even not even that far back in history. If you look at Tiananmen Square with what China has done. There's no such thing as Tiananmen Square in the history books of China. In fact, they did a great thing. Whatever it was, it certainly was not Tiananmen Square, and there were no riots. Nothing happened like that.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Armenian genocide. That's not even recognized by Turkey. It's absurd.
I mean, don't forget those guys who flew a plane into the towers, right? I mean, somebody did something. So
exactly. So, yeah, it's very convenient. So they just, again, it's all about the feelings at the end of the day. Well, you wanted to ask about the...
Anti-Semitism is on the rise. And we're supposed to be a woke and accepting community, right? I mean, the left keeps talking about... But they're the ones that are truly anti-Semites. And I'll tell you something else I noticed. And doing some looking at some stories before we came to this. I noticed that they can't seem to put together... They feel like they can be against Israel, but still love Jews. And I'm going, you're not woke, you're brain dead. Am I wrong?
Exactly. Yeah, you're 100% right. Anti-Israelism is definitely the new anti-Semitism. It's one thing to say, look, you don't agree with a certain policy of Israel, but to ask for its eradication when it's the only Jewish nation in the world begs the question why this nation as opposed to any other nation that you don't call out the eradication of. It's pretty simple and straightforward, right?
Yes.
So. And it's definitely a clear anti-Semitism, and it's masquerading with gentility and elitism because they could say it's about Israel and not anti-Semitism because they know that word anti-Semitism is so ugly. Anti-Israelism? Well, that's kind of cool. I'm anti-Israel. It just allows them to say it a different way. It's like, green is the new red, right? So anti-Israel is the new anti-Semitism,
yep,
as they say.
But here's our young people are supposedly they're against all kinds of prejudice and bigotry and what have you. But anti-Semitism seems to be the thing that's totally acceptable. Why is it acceptable to rail on and hate on the Jews or the Jewish peoples?
Well, I'll tell you. It's a strange animal. Anti-Semitism is very unique. First of all, there are very few of us. Relative to the planet, right? There are only 14 million Jews in the world. So despite our recognition as one of the great faiths in the world, we are a drop in the bucket compared to Christianity and Islam.
Mm-hmm.
We're tiny. So there are only so many of us who can fight back, so to speak. We have to, that's been a problem for us for millennia. The second point is there's something very different about the Jews. We Jews and now the Christians, you know, because we consider you our brothers, right? And we also think that Christians are the new Jews. So welcome to our world. I don't know if you'll like it that much. But you and I, Christians and Jews, we advanced the Ten Commandments. And nobody likes the Ten Commandments. I mean, when you think about it, if you want to have your own way, if you're truly godless, the Ten Commandments is a thorn in your side.
It is.
Especially with the adultery business and the coveting business and the stealing business and the murdering business. You know, I don't need that. I want to do what I want to do. And that's what Hitler wanted to do, right? I mean, Hitler was the best example, the most horrific example of anti-Semitism because he espoused exactly the reason why anti-Semitism exists. He wanted to destroy not just the Jewish people. He wanted to destroy the Ten Commandments. He wanted to eradicate it. That's the essence of anti-Semitism. But I'll give you a better metaphor here, maybe an illustration. This is a Brecklery original, but it really captures what anti-Semitism is. Okay, the Jew is that kid in fourth grade when you had a substitute teacher. She came in and she asked the class, "All right, kids. Where are we in your textbook?" And all the other kids were saying, "Oh, teacher lets us play on Wednesdays. We don't have to do anything. We just play games." And the Jew is that kid who says, actually, no, teacher, we are on chapter 8. We are learning about decimals. So what happens to that kid, right? I mean, he gets a bunch of racers thrown at him.
We beat him up in the alley after the school.
See me after 3 o'clock. It's after school, dude. Right? That's exactly what the Jew is. But yet, the kid is right. He's getting us back on where we should be. We don't want chaos. We want structure. We want to advance. We want to progress. And Jews and Christians are that kid. That's what anti-Semitism is.
Wow.
It's very unique. It's not like racism, which is bad, of course. Racism to say, well, I think you're lesser merely because of the pigment of your skin. Of course, that's terrible. But anti-Semitism is a different animal. We discriminate against you because of what you espouse, what you hold dear.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to live by your rules. I hope that's clear.
It's also scary though. It's funny. I was thinking while you were talking two quick things. One is when we talk about days off in the school world, the education world, there's 2 days on the Jewish calendar which are called holy days. So we get them clear. A lot of people say, "Well, they're holidays." No, for the Jews, they're not holidays. They're not going to the beach for the day. Okay.
Right.
And I always joke and I say, probably 90% of those kids you can find in temple on those two holy days. And yet we argue about whether those are days that we're going to give off in the community. And for years, for decades, we used to give Good Friday off. And I'd say, on Good Friday, I'm not in church as a Christian kid. I'm out playing. I got the day off from school. You know, so there's a difference of how they're handled. That's number one. Number two is what I tell my friends all the time, is in Exodus, the scripture says that moreover you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear or love God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over thousands, rules over hundreds, and rules over fifties. And I was thinking about what you said again a minute ago, and I said, what heathen, like Hitler, what heathen is going to go out and find a godly man to keep him from having a relationship with his neighbor's wife? It's not going to happen.
Right.
You know?
Exactly so. That's so interesting. And exactly right. I think it's spot on.
Well, it's kind of like we need to get back to that. And that's what's going to bring love back.
Yeah.
We're going to respect each other when we put God first, correct?
It is the only way. I mean, look, I'm 56 years on the planet so far, and I got to tell you, I have now concluded that it's God's fullness, meaning a world with God, is not only the only way, but it seems to resolve virtually every ailment that society suffers from. When you think about it, right? If you want to fight misogyny, God's got the answer for that. If you want to fight racism, God's got the answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fight cruelty and torture and rape and murder, God's got the answer and the antidote for that. God is the antidote for all those things. And yet we reject God. We sense that God is not necessary anymore. He was one of those old-timey things. Like a butterfly with its cocoon. And, you know, the butterfly doesn't come back to its cocoon. It's God. It's not necessary. And that's the way people feel about God. And not realizing that, in fact, God is the very reason why we have civilization in the first place.
Yes,
and
I agree.
We can't, and people say, you know, well, there's no evidence of God. Okay, well, fine. You can't hear, see, or touch, or feel, or smell him. Therefore, there's no God. It's so absurd. But we live with the consequences of a world without God.
I'd look at them and go, hey, I can't see, smell, or taste your brain either, but it's got to be up there somewhere, I'm sure. All right, listen, tell people where to get your show and how to buy your book quickly.
All right, Rise of the Sex Machines on Amazon.com. It's available on Kindle and soft cover, Rise of the Sex Machines. And my show is Sunday at 10 a.m.
Hope always a pleasure.
AMA 70.
And we'll put the link to the show. You got to catch the show on Sunday, people, for real. Or grab the podcast
AMA
afterwards.
AMA70theanswer.com.
That's right. We'll put it up there. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We're going to talk about the March for Life and the...